Jai Guru Dev, Jai Radharani, Giraj, Dharangi Jai. This is Sunday Satsang, July 5th, 2020, Guru Purnima. Someone asked a question, can you describe something about the power of prayer, Vandanam prayer? Sub question, can prayers for someone really change the course of a person's destiny? So if the answer is prayers to Bhagavan have power. If Krishna reciprocates, Krishna can do anything. Ordinarily a person's destiny can't be changed, but Krishna can change destiny. And prayers, sincere prayers, attract the attention of Krishna. Then Krishna intercedes in someone's life, and he may change their destiny. Clear example, that is Advaitacharya. Srila Advaitaprabhu was praying to Krishna to come down to this world to save the people of Kali Yuga. So because of the prayers of Advaitaprabhu, the destiny of millions of jivas changed, because Bhagavan appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Patita Bhavan praying Purushottam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaitaprabhu is called a Bhaktavatar. He's a Bhakta that brought down Krishna to this material world. So it's described that Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya because of the prayers of Advaitacharya. That's an example of power of prayer and how it the appearance of Lord Chaitanya changed everyone's destiny. Prayers are a form of bhakti, and bhakti is a means of pleasing Krishna. Anukhyena Krishna, Shinanam Bhakti Uttama. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam. Vandana means prayers. They're part of usually connected with Archanam. You do deity worship, then you do prayers of forgiveness and prayers of glorification of the Ishtadev. And prayers of forgiveness after you puja, you pray to be forgiven for seva aparadhas in the puja. Aparadhas svasrani kriyante yarnashamam dasanamatva shamasavamasudna. So prayers are part of deity worship, but they're also separate. They're a separate item of navaveda bhakti, just like hearing and chanting. So all forms of devotion, hearing and chanting, offering prayers, doing puja and remembering, they're all ways to attain bhava. As they please Krishna, and Krishna can do anything, that's the definition of Ishvara. It says in Paramatma Sandarbha, by Jiva Goswami, he says, kartam akartam, kartam akartam, kartam akartam anyata kartam sa Ishvara. Ishvara, Bhagavan, Krishna, the supreme controller, that person who can do things this way, he can do it another way, he can make something, he can break it, or he can do it another way. Kartam akartam, he can do it this way, he can do it that way, or he can do it a completely different way. So that's the meaning of being the controller. So in other words, Krishna can do everything and anything. He has a power. Krishna has a shakti called Gatana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. It means Krishna Bhagavan Sri Krishna has a power to make the possible impossible and the impossible possible. The Srimad Bhagavatam is chock full of prayers. A devotee's praying to Vishnu, to Krishna. Devatas praying to the devatas. It's full of prayers. So many times the devatas and Brahma, they go to Svetadweep. There's some trouble in the universe. They go to Svetadweep. They go to see Bhagavan Sri Vishnu in Svetadweep. But they can't directly see Vishnu, so they offer prayers. These prayers are heard by Vishnu, and he reacts and responds by accordingly killing demons, establishing dharma, adventing in the world, appearing in the world to rectify the situation. There's hundreds of examples of that. It shows the power of prayer and that destiny changes by the appearance of the Lord. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu glorifies the activity of praying, quoting Skanda Puran. Devotees whose tongues are decorated always with prayers to Sri Krishna are even given respect by great saintly persons and sages, and such devotees are worshipped by the devatas. There's many verses in Puranas and Shastra glorifying the activity of praying. So praying works. It's not empty practice. Another prayer. Nrisimha Purana says, any person who comes before the Thakurji, before the deity, Archamurti of Krishna, and begins to chant different prayers, is immediately relieved from all reactions and sinful activities, becomes eligible without a doubt to go to Vaikuntha Loka. So we come before the Thakurji, we chant Govinda prayers. Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Venam Kavantam Aravinda Layataksham Bharavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishisha Shubham Govinda. Everyone knows these prayers. This is an example of offering prayers to Krishna. He reciprocates and helps us in all ways. We have a few things we can read here about praying. Illuminate the subject. The first question is, does Krishna hear my prayers? Krishna's busy in Leela, does he hear my prayers? Offering prayers to Krishna, does he hear them? And the answer is yes, Krishna is everywhere. He's even between the atoms. So wherever you are, Krishna will hear your prayers. There's an example in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 28, verse 3. Nanda Maharaj went to take bath, to break Ekadasi, went to take bath in Yamuna, kind of far from Nandagram. And the servants of Runadev arrested him, thinking that Nanda Maharaj was bathing at an inauspicious time too early in the morning. And when Nanda didn't come up from the Yamuna, the coward men, the guards accompanying him, the gopas accompanying him, they loudly cried out, "O Krishna Ram!" And said, Krishna heard their cries, "Krishna Rameti Gopaka, Bhagavams, Tat Upashritya." Krishna heard their prayers, heard their cries, their prayers, praying for help. They were chanting, "Oh Krishna, O Ram." Then Krishna understood that his father Nanda Baba had been captured by Runa. Therefore, the Almighty Krishna, who makes his devotees fearless, went to the court of Runadev. So in this verse, it says, "Bhagavans Tat Upashritya." 10th canto, chapter 28, verse 3. Upashutya, Vishnu Chakravarti says this word, upashutya, like shutis, it means hearing from close by. So how is it possible? Nanda Maharaj was 10, 15 kilometers away from the palace. Krishna is sleeping in his bedroom. And the word is used in Sanskrit by Shukadev. He heard as if he was standing right there next to the coward man when they were speaking. So Vishnu says, Krishna heard from close by. Upashutya means he was close by because Krishna is all-pervading, sarvagata. Krishna is always very near to everyone. So the answer, how does Krishna hear? He hears this way, upashutya. This is a Bhagavatam proof. He's always very near to everyone. He's right next to you. In one form, he's in your heart all the time, a super soul. But for devotees, we're worshippers of Krishna, and Krishna is everywhere for us. They'll hear our prayers wherever we are. And so the existence of Krishna's super soul in hearing our prayers is also proven how Krishna hears our prayers. It's proven in Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, verse 14, very famous verse. It's right out, it's the same verse in the Upanishads. Sarvata panipadam tat sarvatoshi shiromukam sarvata shrutima loke sarvam avrititishati. Everywhere are Krishna's hands and legs, panipadam, his eyes, heads, and faces, and he has, and Krishna has his ears everywhere. In this way, the super soul pervades everything. So Srila Prabhupada explained once how Krishna hears. He said, one's sincere prayers are accepted by Krishna through the medium of the Guru Parampara. There's something like electricity. If one is in touch with his spiritual master, then his spiritual master is in touch with his spiritual master, and on up the chain of spiritual masters, the disciple's prayer is automatically transferred to Krishna. And the mercy of Krishna comes down through the Guru Parampara back to the devotee offering of prayers. Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, first wave, Eastern Division, Purvali Bhag, chapter 2, verse 152, explains there's three types of prayers mentioned in various shastras. Samparthanatmika, Dainya Bodhika, and Lalasa Mayi. So Samparthanatmika means very feelingly offering prayers with wholehearted submission of mind, body, and everything to Krishna. These are like prayers of Sharanagati, surrender. And Dainya Bodhika is like it says, Dainya Bhav. Dainya Bodhika means prayers of admission of one's lowliness, humbly submitting oneself, voicing one's insignificance and worthlessness. And the third level is Lala Samayi. Lala Samayi is offered by devotees at the level of Bhava. Or other devotees can, but generally level Bhava coming directly from the heart, such prayers. This is, Lala Samayi means devoted to level of Bhava is praying to attain his desired seva, Nitya Seva to Radharani, for example. It's an intense yearning, Lala Samayi, intense yearning for the personal service of Radharani Krishna. So this is an excerpt from our book. We have a book called Gaudiya Vaishnava Samadhis. We're talking about when you visit the samadhis of the great Vaishnavas, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, etc. What you should do, I'm talking about praying. When you go to the samadhis, it's a place to pray, beg for mercy. Praying to the Vaishnavas in their samadhis pleases Krishna, purifies the heart, and attracts the attention of Krishna. When visiting a Vaishnava samadhi, such as Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, one should offer prayers. Love of Krishna expands in nine forms, Navaveda Bhakti, each of which connect the loving soul with his beloved Priyatam Shyam Sundar. Through Vandanam Yoga, which means connecting with Krishna through prayers, a devotee connects with Krishna or with a pure Vaishnava found in his samadhi. Why do we pray? Praying shows our gratitude to Bhagavan Sri Krishna for mercifully giving us Vaishnava Sadhusanga. Sometimes one mistakenly thinks that prayers are meant only for Krishna and not for its pure devotees, servants. However, the greatest devatas and the best of the Vaishnavas, Mahadev, Lord Shiva, states, the Vaishnava worship surpasses Vishnu worship. In Adi Puran, Sri Krishna tells Arjuna, this is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Madhya Lila chapter 11, verse 28. Krishna tells Arjuna, Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta chate jana, bhaktanam chaye bhaktas, te me bhakta tama mata. Those who claim to be my devotees are not my devotees. Those who are devotees of my devotees, I consider them to be my best devotees. In this verse, Krishna gives a clue to success in bhakti. Worship of the Vaishnavas is first and foremost, because it is the Vaishnavas alone that can lift us up to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Praying to the Vaishnavas pleases Krishna, purifies the heart, and attracts the attention of Krishna. After adopting a life of Krishna consciousness, one naturally becomes repentant for his past sinful activities. A repentant mentality is most conducive for spiritual advancement because sinful desires burn up in the fire of repentance. Sri Krishna deposits his Kripa Shakti, mercy potency, within the pure heart of the Vaishnava. Being an ocean of mercy, the Vaishnava will surely rescue the repentant devotee desperately trying to escape the clutches of Maya. Praying works. It works, praying works. Krishna always responds to his devotee's call. This point is proven, I mentioned in the opening of the lecture about Advaitacharya, and also in Gajendra Moksha Lila of 8th Canto of Bhagavatam. He was praying and Krishna came and saved him. Srila Prabhupada always instructed us to pray to Krishna and submit our confidential problems and desires to Krishna. The all-merciful Sri Krishna will patiently hear our prayers and respond accordingly. What should we pray for? The only thing worth praying for is that our mind may be more and more attracted towards Sri Krishna. We don't want riches or followers, nor do we desire to be saved from the misery of birth and death. We don't pray for the cure of disease or for liberation. We approach the great souls and their samadhis or great devotees, living devotees. We say, may you bless us that our minds be directed to Krishna. What is the mood of prayer? Prayer reaches Krishna's ears only when we surrender. Surrender means to be desperate. Surrender means to be desperate when we realize clearly our helpless position in this dangerous material world. Then we will pray sincerely and surrender absolutely to Sri Krishna. There are many types of prayers, from the selfish Christian variety, God give us bread, to the distressed old lady who dropped her bundle of sticks. Answering her prayers, Vishnu offered her a boon. The old lady said, oh Vishnu, please just pick up the bundle of sticks and put them on my head so I can carry them to the market and sell this wood. Prayers should be pure. The prayers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and the Gaudiya Acharyas perfectly present the proper mood and aspiration for all Krishna Bhaktas. And Shikshastika Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us simply to cry and pray that Krishna will accept us. Ayi nanda tanja kinkaram patitam bhambhashameva bhambhado. I'm falling in this ocean of birth and death. Please lift me up. Some other points I collected here. Prayers are a type of are a way to clean the mind. Everyone's doing cleansing now. So prayers are a means to mental cleansing when they're chanted with sincerity and devotion. Prayer reflects our realization and our unique relationship with Krishna. Prayer is everything from our most personal conversation with Krishna in the heart to to the universal expressions of praise and gratitude echoing through time. It's not the language of words, but it's the language of the heart. Beautiful prayers with no feeling mean nothing to God. The beauty of a prayer is in its sincerity. I collected that last section from Folio. So, back to the question. The question was, I think we answered it pretty much. Can you say a bit about the power of prayer? Can prayer for someone really change the course of a person's destiny? I said, yes, it definitely can change the course of destiny if Krishna wants to change their destiny. But Krishna is busy, so you're not praying and no one's praying on your behalf. Krishna's not. Krishna has ears everywhere. Krishna's in the atom, Krishna's in your heart. Krishna's right next to you, upashrutya. He has ears everywhere he can hear, but no one's calling him. No one, you're not praying to him, and you're not praying for someone else, then the person's destiny will never change. But if we're speaking sincerely, praying for someone, or praying for herself, and Krishna feels that what we're praying for will be conducive for that person, or helpful for ourselves to make spiritual progress towards the love of God, then Krishna can definitely change destiny. He's done it thousands of times, and he keeps on doing it. Prayer moves mountains. Prayer is a form of bhakti yoga. Shravanam, kirtanam, because they're all equally powerful. Any limb of bhakti can create bhava, can create love for God. Hearing, chanting, remembering, smaranam, doing puja, offering prayers, doing humble service. This is the beauty of devotion. So praying is such a wonderful thing. You can offer prayers of the acharyas, prayers of great devotees, prayers of the shastras. There's so many prayers. India has thousands of prayers in Hindi and Sanskrit. Shastras are full of prayers. I like that part. In the end, we read the quotation from Folio. Prayers are a type of mental cleansing. They fix the mind on the objective. And they're very nice. He's like, Vic Bhaktivinoda has so many nice prayers. Narottam Thakur has so many nice prayers. So we read those prayers and meditate on a translation that purifies our heart. And we're praying for specific action. Then Krishna reciprocates with devotees. As we love Krishna and serve Krishna, he loves us and serves us in return. So many examples of that in Shastra. Ananyas chintyantu mam ye janapare pasate tesham nitya vyuktanam yoga kshemam mahamyam. Krishna says in 9th chapter, Gita chapter, verse 22 or so, he's just telling Arjuna, those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So what we need, we pray to Krishna, please help me, I need this or that. Please protect me, please save me. Please bless me with prema. Please bless me with a drop of devotion. Please always be with me, always guide me on the right path. Many prayers we have from our own heart, we can make prayers in our own language, our language of our heart crying out for mercy and kripa of Krishna to increase our devotion and love. These are welcome prayers. Everyone, every sincere devotee, every veteran devotee has his own stories about the success of his prayers. How Krishna answers his prayers. Hey Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Hey Bhagavan Kripa Karo, Hey Bhagavan. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.